There is growing bipartisan opposition to a law bearing down on all Californians on July 1 that will bring economic devastation, in the words of one Central Valley state senator. The law attempts to force new home buyers out of cars and into buses, van pools, mass transit, and high-rise buildings in densely populated areas. And, even though California is vastly different today because of the coronavirus pandemic than it was 7 years ago when the legislation was passed, Governor Gavin Newsom's team is pushing full steam ahead to implement the law in a matter of weeks. Many health experts say that mass urban transit is conducive to the spread of viral infections and will become less used in a post-pandemic world. Meanwhile, technology leaders such as Mark Zuckerberg say more people will work from home instead of commuting. Governor Jerry Brown signed Senate Bill 743, which radically changes how developer fees related to transportation are formulated, in 2013. The bill's goal is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The law abandons the past practice of basing fees on the costs of mitigating increased traffic impacts and replaces it with a vehicle miles traveled formula. However, the new formula doesn't account for the growing popularity of hybrid and all-electric cars or the increased number of Californians working digitally from home. The law's critics say that it will put buying a new home out of the reach of many Californians, particularly minorities, and make the state housing crisis even worse. To see how Valley representatives stand on the law, go to the scorecard below in this story. Opponents are urging that Gov. Newsom order a 2-year delay to implementation, enough time to fix the law's flaws. While this bill was enacted prior to me being elected, it is clear that this vehicle miles traveled policy disproportionately impacts rural communities that do not have access to public transportation and significantly contributes to the rising cost of housing, said State Senator Melissa Hurtado, a Sanger Democrat. I support a 2-year delay and encourage our governor and state agencies to further assess how this policy will impact Senate District 14. On the other side of the aisle, State Senator Shannon Grove, a Bakersfield Republican, says that SB 743 implementation would cause even greater economic devastation in the Central Valley. Kate Gordon is the director of the State Office of Planning and Research and Newsom's senior advisor on climate. She says the law will go into effect July 1. There has been no change to the deadlines, Gordon said. GV Wire also reached out to the bill's author, Daryl Steinberg, to ask about implementing the law while California is reeling economically from the pandemic. He was president pro tempore of the Senate in 2013 and is now mayor of Sacramento. Steinberg did not respond to questions about whether he would support a delay or whether he would introduce the bill again now. He crafted the legislation to get an arena built for the NBA's Sacramento Kings. The Brown administration then tacked on its plan for updating how traffic fees for new construction are calculated as the deadline for the bill's passage neared. Backers of SB 743 say it will help California eliminate greenhouse gases and provide more housing for those in dense cities. That's because developers would be encouraged to build more housing in high-density cities, thus allowing more opportunities for people to live near where they work. Ted Lamb, research fellow at the UC Berkeley School of Law, says, "It's possible that the cost of mitigation will be higher now, but it's more that the costs before mitigation went to projects like widening roads and adding new access lanes, and now they will go to transit projects and other benefits." Attorney Jennifer Hernandez, a self-described Berkeley Democrat, filed a lawsuit against SB 743 on behalf of minority advocates. "It's about forcing people into elevator buildings and riding the bus," Hernandez said. "It's just a doctrine. It's a doctrine that disparately harms those who don't already own a home, and those are now minorities." Hernandez said that the lawsuit awaits a response from the state. "My belief is that if the vast majority of the affected population of these ill-conceived policies continue to be white Californians, they wouldn't have gotten off the ground," she said. "The reason this even has traction is because it's aimed primarily at minority California." On July 1, VMT will be as applied to new developments. For instance, if a person drives to multiple places a day, work, store, soccer practice, etc., all of those miles are counted up. Then the VMT fee is calculated for the development. The way to offset all of those miles? Bus passes and mass transit passes. "It'll make housing more expensive," said Mike Prandini of the building industry of Fresno Madera counties. "The problem is that they want to force residents into higher density living." Fresno COGS has calculated a 16 vehicles miles traveled average for development in Clovis. Going forward, the VMT goal for Clovis will be 14 VMT. that might sound easily attainable, but it comes at a cost. In theory, Prandini said, a developer might be asked to subsidize van pooling for residents of a new housing tract or apartment complex. The cost to do that for a 20-unit project, by Prandini's calculations, would be $460,000 over 30 years, or $23,000 a unit. And, while the developer bears the costs upfront, it is passed on to homebuyers and renters. Keith Bergthold is a former Fresno assistant planning director who oversaw the city's 2035 general plan update. Now the executive director of Fresno Metro Ministry, he is part of the Better Blackstone initiative seeking to rebuild Fresno's central commercial corridor. It has some unintended consequences and uneven impacts, says Bergthold. I feel like delaying it a bit and giving it a little more balanced input from our rural regions would be appropriate and meaningful. I want to be careful that we don't in any way detract from a vibrant economy. So far, several Central Valley lawmakers supported delay of at least 2 years. But when GV Wire attempted to pin others down, they either didn't respond or declined to say their position on a delay. GV Wire got no responses from Esmeralda Soria, Paul Capriolicchio, and Lee Brand. Several others declined to take a position, including Assemblymember Joaquin Arambula, Lynn Ashvek, Bob Whalen, Miguel Arias, and Nelson Esparza. This fed Central Valley an alliance of 56 associations representing 20,000 businesses and employing 300,000 people, is crafting a letter asking for a delay. Several Valley lawmakers have signed the letter, with more anticipated. I think that lawmakers are content to punt it over to the bureaucracy for implementation, says BizFed Executive Director Clint Olivier. That's what's going to happen on July 1st. I think they weren't there when this came into being. Disclosure, Darius Assemi, publisher of GV Wire and President CEO of Granville Homes, is a past board chair of BizF Central Valley. The Fresno County Board of Supervisors plans to vote on a resolution to delay VMT for 2 years at its next meeting. Interestingly, provisions in the VMT law contradict what Newsom has forced Californians to do during the pandemic, social distancing, and encouraging work from home. According to Assemblymember Jim Patterson, R. Fresno, if we can put enough pressure and explain to the governor the rationale behind why we have such a difficulty with this, then the governor with a stroke of a pen could put this off for a couple of years. Several Valley lawmakers have written letters to Newsom imploring that he delay VMT implementation out of fear it will reap unintended consequences. Implementation would cause even greater economic devastation in the Central Valley, writes Republican Senate leader Shannon Grove in her letter to the governor. As we have seen in past economic crises, our rural communities are often the last to recover, so if the current implementation timeline is upheld, the tail on this recovery will undoubtedly lengthen even further. An unchanged SB 743 regime strips our most disadvantaged, underrepresented communities of their hope, wrote Republican Assemblymember Devin Mathis of Visalia. Said Mathis, I would support delaying the VMT altogether. COVID-19 has devastated our state as a whole. Right now people are worried about how to pay their bills, feed their families, and just plain keep afloat. We don't need to be putting more pressure on people when they are already being hit so hard. Truthfully, for most people, this may be the straw that breaks their back. Mathis' opponent, Democrat Drew Phelps said, I am undoubtedly in favor of both a delay in implementation of the VMT standard and a more regionalized approach which allows smaller rural communities to continue to grow responsibly without undue burden. Just as with so many other policy items, one size does not fit all in this instance. Disclosure, Drew Phelps works in land use and project management for Granville Homes. The Fresno Council of Governments created a draft tool for communities to use as a guide to prep for VMT implementation. Red equals high VMT, expensive to mitigate. Yellow equals medium VMT, some expense to mitigate. Green equals low VMT, no additional expense to mitigate, but that could change depending on future development. GV Wire applied the COG tool to several lawmakers' district maps. Assemblymember Dr. Joaquin Arambula, D. Fresno, represents District 31. The communities of Coalinga, Mendota, and Kerman fall into the red, meaning expensive to mitigate costs. GV Wire has asked Dr. Arambula several times if he'd support a delay of SB 743, but his office consistently says he has no response. Senator Melissa Hurtado, D. Sanger, represents several communities expected to be hit hard by VMT. Those include Sanger, Parlier, Orange Cove, and Inuba. While this bill was enacted prior to me being elected, it is clear that this vehicle miles traveled policy disproportionately impacts rural communities that do not have access to public transportation and significantly contributes to the rising cost of housing, Hurtado said. I support a two-year delay and encourage our governor and state agencies to further assess how this policy will impact Senate District 14. Senator Ana Caballero, de Salinas, represents several areas that fall into the red VMT category: Mendota, Coalinga, and Hanford. A small portion of the Mendota area falls into the green, likely because it's an area near jobs rather than mass transit. As its implementation nears, I have been talking to builders in my district and across the state, and have learned how SB 743 risks a disproportionate negative impact on poor and rural communities, Caballero said. Requiring VMT reduction for all housing development, regardless of whether vehicles are electric, or housing is part of a commercial redevelopment, clearly has some unintended consequences, including increasing housing prices. Here are some other Central Valley districts that mostly fall outside of the Fresno Council of Governments VMT tool. However, when other councils of governments put their calculations online, many of the rural areas of these districts will likely look very similar to Fresno County. GV Wire asked each elected member of the Fresno City Council, Clovis City Council, Fresno Board of Supervisors, Assembly, and State Senate where they stood on SB 743. Would you support a delay of at least 2 years in implementing SB 743 given the current pandemic? Here is a graphic breakdown of the answers and a sampling of the responses received. District 2 Fresno County Supervisor Steve Brandau says, in light of COVID-19 and its effect on the middle class and their abilities to purchase homes and other products, I'm supporting a two-year moratorium on SB 743 regulations. VMT especially hurts rural Central Valley counties. Fresno County Supervisor Nathan Magsick says, I believe housing costs are too high in California. Much of this is driven by fees like SB 743. I would like to see the implementation of SB 743 statewide delayed, and I also would like local cities and counties to choose for themselves what impact fees are most appropriate for their region. I would absolutely support a delay, says Fresno District 2 City Council member Mike Carbasi. The last thing we need is to create a greater burden that will be created with its implementation. We also need to have a greater conversation about mass transit in a post-COVID world. At the time this legislation was passed, 2013, the world was a different place, said Fresno District 5 City Council member Luis Chavez. This law should be suspended and possibly eliminated. New developments have been innovative in decreasing their carbon footprint while making home ownership more accessible to working families. Clovis Mayor Drew Bessinger, I would support rescinding the legislation. I think that government using financial coercion to make people live in cities violates the liberty of its citizens. Clovis City Councilmember Vong Muan Autua, a longtime affordable housing advocate, said that SB 743 is fundamentally flawed. It hurts minorities because a lot of minorities are those who are poor. It's hurting minorities from the ability to purchase a home, Muan Autua said. So, now it moves up another $30,000 to $40,000. That's an average income of another person. Assemblymember Rudy Salas, D. Bakersfield, I'm happy to join my colleagues in asking the governor to delay the implementation of vehicle miles traveled amid the hardships Central Valley families are experiencing. I support streamlining CECA to get people in homes quicker.